No plan to meet his U.S. counterpart at this week's U.N. General Assembly in New York, dismissing U.S. comments that President Trump is open to talks. VOA's Patrice Martin has details.
During an interview with U.S. TV network NBC, Rouhani said there is no such program for a meeting with Trump, who withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers in May and started a process of reimposing economic sanctions on Tehran. U.S. officials have said Trump is open to meeting Rouhani on the sidelines of the General Assembly, but has not scheduled any direct talks.
And during his speech to the United Nations, President Trump doubled down on the sanctions imposed on Iran.
Last month, we began reimposing hard-hitting nuclear sanctions that have been lifted under the Iran deal. Additional sanctions will resume November 5th, and war will follow.
Trump also said the U.S. continues to make progress on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
With support from many countries here today, we have engaged with North Korea to replace the specter of conflict with a bold and new push for peace.
President Trump did say that until denuclearization occurs, economic sanctions on the North will continue. The United Nations announced Tuesday it has received multiple credible allegations. The latest anti-Taliban airstrikes by pro-government forces in Afghanistan killed at least nine civilians, mostly women and children. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan expressed its concern about the rising number of civilian casualties there. The latest incident of civilian casualties occurred Saturday in a province where aerial ordnance destroyed the home of a teacher and killed several. This is VOA News. A Chinese official says Beijing cannot hold talks with Washington on ending their escalating trade dispute while the U.S. is so controlling. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Wang Shouwen, who led the Chinese delegation to the last round of talks in Washington in August, has told reporters that now the U.S. has adopted such large-scale restrictive measures and, he says, holds a knife to another's neck, how can negotiations proceed? He then answers his own question. It would not be negotiations of equality. The warning came after the Chinese government released a report that accused President Donald Trump of bullying nations, dampening hopes for progress towards a settlement of the war over Beijing's technology policy. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh gives a rare TV interview. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
I didn't do this or anything resembling this.
Embattled Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, accused by one woman of sexual assault while in high school and a second of exposing himself to her when he was an undergrad at Yale, denies the allegations during an interview with Fox News Channel's The Story with Martha McCallum.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter.
An expert on the judiciary couldn't find a similar such interview by any Supreme Court nominee in the past 100 years. Kavanaugh and his first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, are scheduled to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A U.S. State Department report supports another report that says Myanmar's army carried out a planned campaign of mass murder and terrorism against the Rohingya Muslims. VOA's Jeff Custer has more details.
An earlier U.N. investigation said the actions of the Burmese military were carried out with genocidal intent and called for top military commanders to be put on trial. The report came hours after the U.S. pledged another $185 million in aid to the Rohingya. Most of the money will go to camps in Bangladesh that house refugees, many of whom say they do not believe they can return home and live in safety. More than 700,000 members of the Rohingya minority fled for their lives when the army began a harsh crackdown after Rohingya militants attacked a Myanmar police post last year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The five remaining parties to the Iran nuclear deal have agreed to establish a special payment system to allow companies to continue doing business with the regime. This bypasses new sanctions imposed by the United States. Envoys from Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and of course Iran issued a statement late Monday from the United Nations announcing the creation of a special purpose vehicle that will be established in the European Union. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.